The policy dates back to 2015. It was an effort to prevent Suboxone from being smuggled into the state prisons through the mail. Officials had found small amounts of the drug hidden in drawings or pictures sent to inmates. Under the settlement, inmates can again receive handmade drawings if done with pencil or pen. Anything with markers, crayons, glitter, stickers, or chalk is still prohibited. Ned Sackman, the lead lawyer in the lawsuit, says the previous policy infringed on the prisoners' and families' First Amendment rights by cutting off an important mode of communication inmates had with their children.
When you're on the inside and you receive an authentic communication from a child, that's just something that can keep you going for a month or 2 months, because just to receive something like that where you are isolated and cut off from your loved ones, it's just critically important.
This federal lawsuit was filed on behalf of a prisoner's mother and 3-year-old son. His homemade drawing to his father saying, "I love you, Daddy," was returned because it violated the mail policy. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.